Chapter 28. The Finishing Touch. London, at the mid-century, had 6 morning newspapers, 3 evening newspapers, and 20 influential weeklies. This period marked the beginning of an organised press with enough power to mould public opinion and ultimately political events. The unpredictability of that power was highlighted in January 1855. On the one hand, the first war correspondent in history, William Howard Russell, was in Russia with the Crimean troops, and his dispatches to the Times had aroused furious indignation at home. The charge of the Light Brigade, the bungling of the Balaclava campaign, the devastating winter when British troops, lacking food and medical supplies, suffered a 50% mortality. These were all reported in the press to an increasingly angry public. By January, however, the commander of British forces, Lord Raglan, was severely ill, and Lord Cardigan, haughty, rich, selfish and stupid, the man who had bravely led his light brigade to utter disaster and then returned to his yacht to drink champagne and sleep, Lord Cardigan had returned home, and the press everywhere held him as a great national hero. It was a role he was only too happy to play. Dressed in the uniform he had worn at Balaclava, he was mobbed by crowds in every city. Hairs from his horse's tail were plucked for souvenirs. London shops copied the woolen jacket he had worn in the Crimea, called a cardigan, and thousands were sold. The man known to his own troops as the Dangerous Ass went about the country delivering speeches recounting his prowess in leading the charge, and as the months passed he spoke with more and more emotion, and was often forced to pause and revive himself. The press never ceased to cheer him on. There was no sense of the chastisement that later historians have richly accorded him.